Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to an extra special Sunday edition of our brilliant Business Insight radio station. As you know, we usually do interviews with some private sector companies and publicly held companies, and it's always a forum for businesses to highlight their expertise and what's new and their thought leadership on certain topics. Today, I'm very excited to bring a different twist to our show. We're going to be talking about a new nonprofit charity called Soup Kitchen 411. The founder and the chairman, Kendra Roberts, is our special guest. For those listeners out there that don't know who I am, my name is Laura Alley. I'm the president of Triple Win Sales, and we are excited to have you out there. You can call in with any questions that you have for Ken at 646-716-6339. Ken, welcome to the show. We're really excited to have you.
Thank you, Laura. I'm excited to be here. I appreciate the opportunity to share our message with everyone.
I love your message, and that's what the first question that I want to ask you. So before I get into the specifics about what Soup Kitchen 411 is, tell us how you got here and why this is such a passion of yours.
About 6 years ago, I began cooking for some of the local area soup kitchens with a couple of my friends. It started out as a social activity once a month. It gave us incredible insight to the painful problem and pervasive problem of hunger in our area. And as I studied and learned more all across our country, 1 in 6 people are hunger challenged every day. That includes 15 million kids. So that's what gave me the impetus to move forward and take action, and we launched Soup Kitchen 411 just within the past year.
So when you say that there are so many people hunger challenged and so many children, what struck me is that you make the message that there a lot of these people are right here in our local neighborhoods. Is that right? It's not like a problem I think you see on TV where people think it's far away in another country in another part of the world. Am I right on that?
You're 100% correct. It's definitely right in your neighborhood. You would be surprised at how many people that you actually know are currently or have previously experienced the pains of hunger. For example, I did some volunteer work with Community Soup Kitchen in Morristown. They feed anywhere from 200 to 400 people per day. And most of the people look, if you look at the line, most of the people look just like you and me. They're underemployed, they're down on their luck at the moment, and they need that extra helping hand.
It's heartbreaking. I know I did some work this past winter with my son for the Bridges organization, which is run out of Summit, another fabulous organization. And when we went to feed the homeless, you know, on cold winter nights, you're so right, you hit the nail on the head. Their families just like us. They were one paycheck away from not having a roof over their head and not putting food on the table. And the most heartbreaking part of it is all the little kids that are so excited just to get a cookie or a cracker, things like a lot of our children take for granted. So tell us a little bit about Soup Kitchen 411 and what it does, what it's all about, and what the mission is of the organization.
Our purpose and mission is basically twofold. One is to elevate people's awareness and knowledge of the hunger problem. Many people don't realize it. Let me just tell you a quick story. I was talking to a friend and explaining to her about Soup Kitchen 411 and about the major problem hunger plays in America. And her reaction was startling. She said, I can't understand. There shouldn't be any hungry people. And I said, well, I agreed because of the wealth of this country. She said, no, there shouldn't be any hungry people because the government provides food stamps and welfare. And I was just incredulous at that because that was her perspective, and that's the perspective of a lot of people, because soup kitchens and hungry people aren't walking around with signs constantly feed me. So our purpose is to elevate hunger awareness, educate people that there is a hunger problem. And then the part two is our call to action. Come to our website. We've built a nationwide directory of hunger relief organizations. There you can find out information about the soup kitchen. You could volunteer your time or donate money directly to that hunger relief organization. And by the way, 100% of your contribution goes to that entity. We receive nothing for that.
I think it's so great, especially with the holidays approaching and so many people looking for things to do for other people and to do acts of kindness. I think this is just going to be such perfect timing. So you're launching this week, right, from what I understand, with a big celebrity showdown and summit. Can you tell us who came up with that great idea and what it's all about? It sounds like it's just so fun. It sounds like it's going to be a fun event.
Yeah, we're putting fun into the word fundraiser. It's a celebrity chef showdown. We have two top chefs from New York City coming. One has been a winner on such shows as Chopped and appeared on Cutthroat Kitchen. The other has worked with Chef Gordon Ramsay, has been on Beat Bobby Flay, and both chefs have incredible reputations. So they're going to be cooking up a very special small dish. We have a great amount of food from area restaurants that they're donating very generously to us. We have another friend of ours who's a gold medal award-winning home brewer who's making a special batch of beer for us. We even have a food truck coming to providing chicken cones. It's like waffles and chicken and waffles, but in a waffle cone. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We have an expert panel of judges who will be reviewing the offering by our celebrity chefs. It's going to be a fun night. So Thursday night in Summit, from 6:30 to 9:30, check out our website or our Facebook event page. It's going to be a lot of fun. Plus, more importantly, the ticket proceeds from your purchase is going to a very worthy cause.
So it looks like you had a great response so far just from seeing the kind of people and the donations of food that have signed up to help the cause. How are you so good at getting people to mobilize into action? You do it better than anybody I know.
Well, I guess because I'm passionate about it and people respond to that. And actually, you know, people are very willing to help when you explain the problem of hunger. People want to help. They just need guidance in channeling where they should help. And they're also concerned about the reputation of who they're giving money to. There's so many charities, you've heard so many stories, Laura, of people making contributions to some of these programs where you send $10 a month and they get ripped off. So they know that we're very credible and it's a very good cause, and we've been very successful so far raising funds.
Well, it sounds like a tremendously fun event. I encourage all of our listeners out there to go on to Soup Kitchen's website, find out more information, not only about the cool event coming up on Thursday, October 6th in Summit, New Jersey, but about the organization itself. Again, it's soupkitchen411.com. There's also a Facebook page, right, Ken?
Yes, there is.
Yeah, and I believe you could find that, listeners, by it's facebook.com/soupkitchen411, or you could just search for Soup Kitchen 411 on the Facebook page in the search bar. So I want to thank you so much, Ken. I have to end the show saying that you are a phenomenal human being. You're one of those people that actually make a mark, do a difference, do good, and it's just a pleasure and an honor to know you and have you on the show today. So thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Laura. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you, and good luck with the event on Thursday. I'll see you there.
Appreciate it. Bye.
Bye-bye.